everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us today as we launch another episode of the globally famous HabitCast here at Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco Counties. My name is Mike Sutton. I serve as the president and CEO here at Habitat. And this is my co-host, Morgan. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We are season three, episode three, and we have a special guest today from our staff, Xavier Oliver, who is our director of programs.
Yes.
So pretty exciting to talk to him as we are in Volunteer Appreciation Month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right after coming off of a very busy March. We had so much fun going on in the month of March from our 800th home, our gala, and then we're going to roll right into the Volunteer Appreciation Month, and nothing we do can happen without volunteers. So
it's true.
We're excited to tell those stories.
It's the lifeblood of our organization.
Absolutely.
So let's get the awkwardness out of the way, right? We're in different chairs, different table.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing this the whole time
because that's just what I do. This is very,
But that's okay.
Sorry for the viewers at
home. We are under construction, right? So we're doing some expansion and remodeling of our office. And so we're in a temporary spot today.
Yeah.
So
different site.
Yeah. But we're going to make it work.
We sure are. We're in our closing room. So when our homeowners close on their homes, they come into this room, they sign their documents, and then they start their new chapter as homeowners. So it's cool to kind of switch it up and show a different location.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We'll be back in our old new space here in a
the
couple
pod loft. We'll be back
in a couple months.
Yeah.
Let's talk. We just finished up our gala.
Mm-hmm.
So our gala this year was a disco theme.
Yes, it was.
Which was so much fun, right?
Very groovy.
I'm amazed. You know, we moved away from the stuffiness of a black tie gala, kind of coming out of COVID. And we did a Havana Nights event. And then last year we had a Prohibition party.
Right.
And then this year was disco party. And I'm always amazed by the amount of people who actually participate in the theme.
Yeah.
Probably 80, 90% of the crowd.
Yeah, I would say so.
Pretty phenomenal.
It was pretty awesome. You had so many different costumes happening, everyone coming together with sparkles and sequins to raise money for Habitat. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Full room of about 500 attendees.
500 of my closest friends. Mm-hmm. We raised over $850,000.
Amazing.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
What a great, fun event.
Mm-hmm. It was a great night.
Can't wait until next year. So we just, you know, I think taking the opportunity to thank all the sponsors that were there. You know, we had Crown Automotive Group was our presenting sponsor once again this year. All the amazing partners, businesses, individuals, foundations that stepped up to support the event. In addition to that, everyone who came and, you know, raised their hammer.
Right.
We don't raise paddles at Habitat. We raise hammers.
Hammers.
Mm-hmm. But all those that raised their hammer to raise some funds for Habitat. We had all kinds of amazing auction items.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple people bought trips to the Masters.
Yeah.
We had 20 different people buy a trip to Africa.
Oh my gosh.
Which will be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So all kinds of great opportunities to support the Habitat mission through the event. And next year, we will be doing another themed event. And we'll be announcing that soon. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Do we have any hints? We gonna give the people some hints?
No, but giddy up because we're going to, we'll talk about it soon.
Stay tuned.
We also just came off of our 800th home celebration, which was a gigantic milestone for our affiliate. You know, when I started here 9 years ago, the day I started, we were celebrating house 280. Do you know what house we were on when you started?
346.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It was a double dedication. So 346 and 347.
In Dunedin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I know that. it's hard to keep them all, you know,
straight.
But every single one is special and unique in its own way. And that's what I love about home dedications is every family that comes in to our program has their own story on how they got to Habitat. And you know, as you kind of pull back the onion a little bit on each family and learn about them, they have their own unique story and you know, the one thing they all have in common is that they want this opportunity to own their own home. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, 800 families now Actually, we're at 804.
804,
804 homes have been built in our community thanks to Habitat and the amazing community we live. So it was just an awesome opportunity for us to celebrate this milestone. We had about 250 people there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was just so phenomenal. Brianna Clayton, who is our brand new homeowner from the 800th home, worked really hard. And we got to know her as we kind of did like a little media tour, kind of getting out and about. And she, her and her little daughter, Paisley, are now, you know, in their brand new home.
So they moved in right after the dedication. They were ready to go. Pretty awesome.
Home number 900 is on its way.
On its way.
I predict, I predict this summer, not this summer, next summer, 2024 summer, 2024.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Giddy up. Don't be giving away hints about our gala next year. We also just recently celebrated two home dedications that were made possible through the proceeds of the Restore. Why don't you talk about that?
Pretty exciting. I think that the Restores are such an awesome strategic pillar. You know, we always talk about our five pillars. That's the shop pillar. So you can shop, you can donate, and you can volunteer within the Restore. All the proceeds from both stores, so Clearwater and Newport Richey, all go towards building a home for a family in need, which is pretty awesome. I think there are shoppers who realize that and they see the mission moments around the store. But sometimes folks just like shopping for a really great deal. And when you're doing that, you're helping another family get the keys to their home.
You never know what you'll find there either.
Literally, I was in there over the weekend and I may or may not have purchased some
items. Chris is going to take away these chairs from us?
Yeah, probably. Cause
I can't stop moving.
You should have like nailed them down.
I know.
Maybe we can find new chairs in the Restore. We could find regular chairs in the Restore.
These are comfortable.
They are really comfortable. Sorry, Chris.
So Restore. Anyway. So, you know what? One of the really cool donations we recently got at the Restore was from Ashley Furniture.
Yes.
Through the Valspar Championship.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Right? So $40,000 worth of outdoor furniture, which
beautiful,
was gorgeous.
Stuff too. Oh my gosh.
Gorgeous. They used it at the on the rooftop on the 18th hole, which was kind of a big party deck and a place for people to hang out and watch golf all weekend.
Right.
Gronk was
there. I was
going to say
special guest. Yeah.
So, yeah, we should be selling that couch that Gronk sat on for a little bit more, but,
we'll see.
Some amazing furniture. So you want to definitely check out the Restore. You never know what you'll find there. 100% of the proceeds go back into building more homes. So we want to encourage people to check out the Restore.
Especially as we get into spring cleaning time too. You're going through your home, you have furniture or home decor that you'd like to see go on to its next chapter. Call the Restore and have a pickup scheduled.
There you go. Perfect. Volunteer Appreciation Week.
Perfect. Right?
Which is why we have Xavier on today. We're going to talk to him in a minute. But before we do that, let's, I know we want to show a little soundbite from Tom Oberhofer, who was our recent Silver Nail Legacy Award winner at our gala.
Yeah.
Tom and his wife have been involved with Habitat for 30 years. And we've calculated that he's contributed over 30,000 volunteer hours to our organization.
Pretty amazing.
That's a lot of hours.
That's, yeah.
I should do the math. How many hours are there in a year? Somebody's got to know that.
Chris will put it in post.
Yeah, okay. So that's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
Tom's a phenomenal supporter of our organization, great advocate. We can't thank him enough, but we wanted to show a little soundbite from his award.
I think one of the most interesting things about the layout and the early framing is that I know what I'm doing. And to me, that's amazing because I grew up without any sense of handyman experience. So I have the Tom who watches Tom, and sometimes I'm doing something and I say, I can't believe you know what you're doing. So I've acquired a skill, but it's also those first phases is where you're getting the shape of what the house is ultimately going to be. And in a lot of ways that doing the layout and preparing the top and the bottom plates for when we're going to build the walls are things that are truly foundational from of Habitat, Habitat staff, Habitat volunteers getting involved with it. So those are really satisfying days. And it really is the sense that I'm often amazed that I know what I'm doing. In a small way, through our work and our supportive Habitat, that we're helping families achieve affordable housing. And that's something that's so important for not just the families, but the community, but the nation. that when people have stability in their lives, that they become better citizens, that they think about things in terms of community, they think of things in terms of neighbors, that they become involved, and that they think about how they can turn around and give back to their communities themselves at some point.
Awesome. Well, that was great to hear from Tom. Again, we can't thank him and Signe enough for their continued support. So I think that leads really good into introducing our good friend, Xavier Oliver.
Hey,
Xavier,
Mike.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Morgan. Hey,
welcome.
Mike. Mom, Dad.
There you go. Got to give a shout out.
They made it happen. Shout-outs.
You know, hey, we're seeing all around the world here. So, but Xavier, thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with us. And thank you for everything you do at Habitat. You've been with us for how long now?
Just under 2 years now. It'll be 2 years in June.
So in 2 years, I got to say, you have done a phenomenal job growing our volunteer program. Establishing some really good relationships in the community.
Absolutely.
And we're very proud of you for everything that
Thank
you've
you.
Done at Habitat. You were recently promoted to Director of Programs.
Thank you.
So in addition to the volunteer aspect of what you do, you're also taking on some responsibilities with our homeowner services team. And so we're excited to see you continue to grow and all that good stuff. So
yeah, thank you. I'm so happy to be here and contribute any way I can.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about Habitat and volunteering, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, volunteering is the lifeblood of Habitat, mm-hmm. right? That's how we were started way, way back in the 70s. You know, there were no paid staff. The organization was started with neighbors coming together to swing a hammer,
right.
The old-fashioned barn raising, if you will. And we've worked really hard here, although we've grown significantly and we use a lot of contractors. You know, things have changed.
Yeah.
You know, insurance is a real thing, right? And there's certain things we can't have volunteers do anymore from a risk standpoint, getting on roofs and that kind of thing. But talk a little bit about ways that people can get involved with Habitat from a volunteer standpoint.
Sure. Although things have changed in the Habitat world in terms of volunteerism, there are still so many opportunities for volunteers to get out on the build site and make a difference. And the build sites are so interesting because as volunteers come out, they can walk away just from a 4-6 hour day and see the difference that they made. But in addition to the build sites, we have restores that you guys mentioned, going into the restore and helping out customers and loading and unloading those items. We have special events throughout the year. The Valspar Championship that you mentioned, we had under 200 volunteers come out, and they actually contributed over 1,600 hours during that week. So,
And you call that our Volunteer Super Bowl.
The Volunteer Super Bowl. It's so much work leading up to it, but it's such a great event for our organization and for the community and for our volunteers. So,
So people can, you don't have to have a background in swinging a hammer, right?
Not at all.
I mean, you can come in and work in our office and help with filing. You know, you can sit on a committee, right? Mm-hmm. We have committee opportunities for people. If they want to help with our homeowner selection or, you know, maybe property acquisition, there's all kinds of different ways for people to engage. And the restore, I think, is a really cool, unique opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Especially if you have like a retail mindset or a retail background, right? You can kind of help us come in and do some work in the restore to, you know, just sell some more products, right?
Definitely.
So, obviously, you probably see a ton of people that want to come out and swing a hammer, right?
Yes.
What's the most popular volunteer experience that people
request?
Yeah.
Right now I would say it's framing.
Framing. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you get to walk into a foundation. You know, the walls are up, the exterior walls, but when you walk in, it's just a blank slate. When you walk away, you see the bedroom that you created, the kitchen, the bathrooms, and everything. You can start to visualize the actual home.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, painting's another really popular opportunity, just because of the tangibility of the painting that you walk away and you get to apply the paint that the homeowner gets to choose. And you walk away seeing that difference that you made.
So if I want to volunteer, I want to do framing. Do I got to bring all my own stuff? Do I have
to?
Is he allowed to come out? Is there rules around that?
We do have a certain list of volunteers. But no, volunteers aren't required to bring anything out. Obviously, for safety reasons, we have them wear closed-toed shoes. But all the PPE and tools and materials are provided on site, as well as the instruction. So if I were to go out with no experience, our team would be able to lead me throughout the day teaching me the tips and tricks on how to do everything efficiently, safely, correctly, all that good stuff.
So I've never swung a hammer and you're going to teach me how to do that?
Well, maybe not me. The house would be maybe upside down, but our team does a great job of working with volunteers of all experience levels. And it's such a great day for the volunteers to not only make an impact, but to walk away with things that they get to learn.
Yeah. And what if I'm a business and I'm watching right now and I want to bring my team out for like a team build day?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
So we have a community partner program. In addition to the volunteer hours that they support, we've also raised over $75,000 just this fiscal year through the community partner program. So it's a way for groups and businesses and organizations to give back to Habitat, mm-hmm. receive some marketing benefits on the back end, and then also go out and have a great team building day.
Awesome.
So I completely forgot what I was going to ask you, but we'll edit that.
I got something.
Go.
Okay. So as Mike mentioned earlier, you in your role, you also interact with our homeowner candidates. So they're putting in sweat equity hours. So you get to deal with the journey of an actual homeowner and then folks who work alongside them. What have been some of your like favorite mission moments since you have been with us for almost about 2 years?
Yeah, I think most recently or one that I can remember off the top of my head was Monica Elias when she... at her dedication, she announced that she had 57 cents in her bank account when she started the Habitat program. And to see and be alongside her for how much hard work and sacrifice and dedication she put into the program, mm-hmm. And then to see her come out the other side and receive the keys and be on a much better path, and knowing what she went through during that year and a half she was in the program, it was truly, you know, gut-wrenching almost, because it brings tears to my eyes, and it's just such a great, incredible moment for her.
I drove by her house over the weekend, actually. I was driving through Leoman, just mm-hmm. kind of checking on some of our sites, and her house looks gorgeous. Oh. And it's hard to forget her mentioning that during her dedication on her porch, mm-hmm. Kind of where she came from, right? And I mentioned that earlier about how all of our families have their own unique stories.
Absolutely.
Right? You just never know what someone's going yeah. through or what they've experienced to mm-hmm. get to this point. But it's also such a relief, you know, when they
yes.
walk in that front door for the first time after getting their keys. So
yeah.
I know that's something that all of us really appreciate being a part of.
Yeah. And as Morgan mentioned, when the homeowners are putting in their 350, 450, sometimes double that, yeah. The mm-hmm. amount of sweat equity hours they put in, they're taking such pride in their home because they built it. And knowing that on our end, that we don't have to worry about the maintenance of their home long term because mm-hmm. they're so proud of it and they're going to take care of it. It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the best parts about volunteering on a site, not as a homeowner, but just as a volunteer. Oftentimes you're working alongside a homeowner candidate.
Yeah.
So you get to hear firsthand their experience and why they're here and hear about their kids. I think that has been a really cool opportunity that I've seen a lot of our sponsors and donors who have come out on site, who get their teams involved through those team builds or through home sponsorships, they really make a connection because there's that human element that you don't always get. You may be working alongside the future homeowner, which is a pretty cool experience.
I've also heard stories where people take their volunteering a little bit more serious when they know they're working on the house yeah. right next to the person who's going to own it, right? Sure. I mean, I got to get that paint perfect.
Yeah, right? Gotta keep it ready.
Gotta make sure it all looks good.
A little added pressure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's talk about the weekday warriors, yeah. right? So
yes.
we live in a retirement community. That's changed a little bit, but we have a lot of retirees here. We have a lot of folks who, you know, are probably just looking for something to do and stay active. So how can they get involved?
Yeah, we have plenty of opportunities. We build Tuesday through Saturday. Our resources are open Monday through Saturday. So the bulk of our opportunities are available on weekdays. And these folks that are maybe are retired, semi-retired, they have a lot of time in their hands. If they want to come out and volunteer with us, we have so many opportunities mm-hmm. for them to come out. Mm-hmm. And the weekday warriors are an integral part of our volunteer team. When our team gets to go out and see the weekday warriors, a familiar face, knowing that they don't have to do a full day of training and they're going to get a lot done that day, mm-hmm. You know, we're going to stay on schedule and make sure that we get everything done. So the weekday warriors across our offices, resources, and build sites are truly a great part of the Habitat team.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Absolutely. That's awesome. So Xavier, tell our millions of listeners, if they want to volunteer, how do they do that?
They can call Mike Sutton at his cell phone. they can go to our website, habitatpwp.org/volunteer. There's things for individual volunteers, group volunteers, and we also have a nuts and bolts orientation, which serves as our monthly nuts and bolts volunteer orientation. So they can learn more all about the mission as well as how to get involved as a volunteer.
You know, you mentioned nuts and bolts. Like, that is such a mm-hmm. great opportunity to yes. come really understand the Habitat mission. I feel mm-hmm. like everyone walks away with so many misconceptions stifled,
cleared.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And cleared. Yep. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, everyone thinks it's a free program. People think we give away. People don't understand how hard the homeowners work, to your point earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that nuts and bolts is a good 1 hour spent with us where you really learn mm-hmm. Literally the nuts and bolts about yes. Habitat. So
yeah.
We'll make sure to flash that up on the screen too, so we can get some folks out to come hear more about that. But Xavier, thank you for everything you do for Habitat. You've been a great addition to the team over the last couple of years.
And
know you will continue to do great work here.
Thank you.
And you're making your mom and dad proud. So
I hope so. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, Morgan?
I just want to wrap up with an exciting thank you to our volunteers. Obviously, it's National Appreciation Month for volunteers. This is going to come out on the week of National Volunteer Appreciation Week. All volunteers will be receiving a special discount to the ReStore to do some shopping. Sorry, staff are not included.
I volunteered.
That's okay. Oh. So we'll have you actually out there volunteering anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Cool.
That's okay. All good. So Xavier will be sending out some information, and we'll be sending out, you know, different communications this week, really highlighting the stories of different volunteers. We talked about Weekday Warriors. We talked about the ReStore. There's lots of different stories that we're going to be able to tell, but we want to say thank you to our volunteers with a special shopping discount. So stay tuned.
That's awesome. Yeah. We also want to say thank you to our broadcast partners, RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7, and the St. Petersburg Catalyst.
Yes.
You can check all of our previous Habitcast episodes on our website, HabitatPWP.org. We look forward to another great episode within the next couple of weeks here. Yeah. So again, thank you to everyone for tuning in, being a part of today. Thanks to our amazing guest, Xavier Oliver. Thanks to Chris Torello, the producer behind the scenes. We'll see you next time on the Habitcast.